You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Boys and girls!
Step up to witness the unimaginable.
A voyage beyond the skies.
To a place no man has ever dared to venture.
The moon.
Okay, but seriously.
Yeah.
This is a film that was made in the year 1902. That is over 120 years ago.
Insane.
Insane. And it is one of the coolest.
Weirdest.
Most mind-blowing films you'll probably never see. Ha!
No, you've probably never seen.
That is true. It is on YouTube.
They can go watch it.
You could go watch it right now. But don't. Stay here. Mm-hmm. Go watch it after. There's a black and white version, a color version, a version with music, and a version without music.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about...
Why?
Why? This is a trip to the moon.
And it changed cinema forever.
My name is Sash.
And my name is Tabo.
And this is the movie show. So there was this guy, right?
George.
The plural of George is George. I think we need a Frenchman.
We need a Frenchman to come and say this for us.
Georges Méliès.
Say it again.
Georges Méliès.
So that guy, right, was a magician.
A showman.
The original VFX wizard. So this guy, right, had a studio in Paris. He saw the Lumiere brothers' camera and was inspired. He said,
cool tech, but what if we used this to show dreams instead of just factories?
Because the Lumiere brothers in that time were just showing everyday ordinary life.
He built his own glass-roofed studio and created hundreds of films.
And he invented more trick shots than Houdini with a camera.
Jump cuts.
Him.
Superimpositions.
That was him.
The first ever sci-fi film ever.
Still him.
Harry Potter.
No, that was not him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. George was the James Cameron of his day.
With a little bit of David Blaine sprinkled in.
So let's take a look at why this film is so iconic.
First, special effects. The rocket launch. The smoke. The stars. Mm-hmm. The selenites. Mm-hmm. Which I thought were the solenites. All done with hand-painted backdrops and trick shots.
Mm-hmm. Number two, the visuals of this film were so beautiful that they could not keep it in black and white. Instead, they colorized it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how they did that was each frame, they hand-painted color onto it. And there were over 13,000 frames in this film. Insane.
And third, it was storytelling.
It was storytelling. It had a plot. Mm-hmm. It was not just a train arriving.
Not just people walking.
This had a plot.
Drama.
Comedy.
Conflict.
A whole arc. Damn it. This was basically the Interstellar of the year 1902. Just with umbrellas.
And aliens.
So what actually happens in the film?
So, a bunch of old astronomers are like, let's shoot ourselves into the moon in a giant cannon.
Totally safe.
Totally safe.
They crash into the moon's eye.
Sorry, moon. They get out.
Take a stroll. Wearing only suits and top hats.
Only suits and top hats.
And then...
they end up fighting.
Can you believe it?
Moon aliens.
With umbrellas. Because...
why not?
Why not?
Why not?
They escape. Push the rocket. They get captured first before they escape.
Yeah. Yes.
They get captured. Then they escape. Then they push their rocket off a cliff and land back on Earth. Then they celebrate.
The end. But why does this film matter?
Because without it, without this film, we would have no Star Wars. Gets worse. There would be no Marvel.
No.
and no Inception.
What?
Mm-hmm. This film literally inspired everything, especially sci-fi films. In fact, it was so inspiring that Martin Scorsese even made a film about the director, George. It's called Hugo.
But his films were nearly lost. Burned. Forgotten.
What film are we talking about again?
Oh, nice. You're going to forget now. But then, well, rediscovered.
Wow.
Decades later, a piece of history saved from the ashes. It was never just about the moon.
It was about wonder. Georges Méliès.
French man.
Georges Méliès.
Proved that you do not need millions
to create magic.
All you need
is
imagination. Before CGI.
Before sound.
Before color. There was a man with a camera and a cardboard rocket and a dream.
And a dream. Go watch it.
It's 12 minutes. Literally. The whole film is 12 minutes.
You probably watched someone eat cereal for longer.
Yeah, on TikTok.
On TikTok.
Yeah. So, this is the first sci-fi film that was ever made. A Trip to the Moon, 1902. Now streaming on YouTube. This has been The Movie Show.
On Active TV and FM.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.